just as Israel has been Washington's closest ally in the Middle East, so Colombia has been America's closest ally in South America. The country receives more than $1 billion a year from Uncle Sam. That money has helped President Alvaro Uribe push back against the left-wing guerrillas of FARC and against drug traffickers. His administration has also rescued several hostages, including 3 Americans last year. But now Uribe wants to change Colombia's constitution so he can run for a 3rd term, and that's fueled concern that he's turning into an autocrat. We get the story from John Otis in Pereira.
During a town hall meeting at a high school gym, Alvaro Uribe acts more like an alderman than a president. He fields requests to pave roads and supply new ambulances for this city in the heart of Colombia's coffee-growing region. He even gets into the nitty-gritty over where to build a small mill to extract the juice from sugarcane.
Allí muelen la caña.
Allí muelen la caña y llevamos la
No la llevan al nivel de panela.
Uribe has held 234 town hall meetings since he first took office in 2002. Broadcast on state TV, the marathon sessions helped burnish Uribe's image as a hands-on leader.
Con Claudia.
Claudia, que no hemos podido, desafortunadamente.
But it's more than Uribe's human touch that makes him popular. His hardline policies have led to a huge drop in kidnappings and guerrilla violence. His U.S.-funded army has delivered a series of military blows to the FARC and other rebel bands. Improved security has helped spark an economic boom, as well as demands that Uribe stay on the job. Like other Latin American nations once ruled by dictators, Colombia tried to limit presidential power by banning re-election. Uribe ran for a 2nd term in 2006, only after lawmakers amended the constitution. Now, pro-government legislators want to change the rules to allow Uribe to stand yet again in the 2010 election. Opinion polls show that Uribe would win hands down.
No, usted está muy joven.
Me tocó, presidente.
En ese estado físico que estás.
In Pereira, hundreds of adoring citizens turned out to cheer Uribe and petition him for favors. But all the talk of re-election has some comparing Uribe to another popular leader. In neighboring Venezuela, President Hugo Chavez, elected a decade ago, has vowed to rule for 22 years. Uribe has also been weakened by government corruption. His intelligence agency stands accused of spying on political opponents. Dozens of pro-Uribe legislators have been imprisoned for collaborating with death squads, a scandal serious enough to help derail a special trade deal with the United States. Even the president's sons have come under fire for allegedly using their famous last name to close lucrative land deals. Daniel Coronel is a Colombian television journalist and one of Uribe's most vocal critics. He charges that Colombia still faces enormous problems.
In human rights, corruption, a lot of problems of balance of powers, balance and checks. So it's completely dangerous for the Colombian democracy.
But like many Colombians who turned out to see the president at his town hall meeting, Francisco Castro fears that without Uribe, guerrillas will return to terrorize the countryside. Castro, a doctor, is a victim of rebel violence. While visiting his farm 18 years ago, the guerrillas tried to kidnap him. He resisted and was shot in the back. Castro is now confined to a wheelchair.
Y lo que me pasó a mí, le pasó a muchos otros.
He points out that what happened to him happened to many Colombians. He goes on to say that Uribe took on the narcos and the bandits, allowing Colombians to take back their land. Castro says he will gladly vote for Uribe again. He and millions of fellow Colombians may get their chance. The country's Senate is expected to approve a preliminary bill calling for a voter referendum on whether to change the constitution. This would allow Uribe's name to appear on next year's ballot. For The World, I'm John Otis in Pereira, Colombia.